I just don't understand why you're in such a goddamn rush to ascend, Pet. It's not as though there's a ticking clock at your back. I swear to you, if you bring up Twilight again, even in jest, I will pin you to the wall and make you wish you'd never forced me to bear witness to such a cinematic travesty. Oh, she laughs, does she? Has my little pet forgotten that these teeth of mine aren't sharp without reason? You seem far too comfortable pushing back to me. As though you've forgotten your place is beneath me. Or better still, on your knees, with those innocent eyes gazing up at me. And don't think I forgot where this conversation of ours started. Just because you've decided to be a brat and push my buttons this evening. In fact, I've a mind to not punish you at all, seeing as that seems to be your goal. Ah, yes. And she pouts right on cue. But those perfect lips of yours are not going to change my mind. I cannot and will not intercede on your behalf when it comes to your ascension. You know good and well that I want you to be certain before you take a single step forward, regardless of what Maggie or Sasha seem to be whispering into your precious but all too influenceable ear. Because I've seen how this goes, baby. I've seen what happens when a human brute forces their way through the process at the Crimson Circle. Seen what can go wrong if you make too big of a splash and the wrong sorts take notice. And I simply will not have it. And you know how stubborn we both can be. Yet I've agreed to this courtship being a lengthy one, in order for you to give the entire process the thought it demands. You only get one human life, as far as I know. And I want you to get all you need from it before you ascend. Before you are turned, and we are matched for all of eternity. Of course I'm not having second thoughts about that part. If all ascension entailed was us being fated to one another for all time, if it were just a matter of matrimony, I'd have wed you ages ago, and happily so. What about Delaney? How does she factor into all of this hurried ascension business? Well, I know she isn't the biggest fan of the Crimson Circle as a whole, that's for sure. She's more of a underground, rebellion-focused vampire, right? Judging by the looks on your faces, I'm guessing this is round 50 of the Ascension discussion. Hello to you too, dearest. And how goes the sparring, Doodlebug? Has she whipped out her fatherly tone of voice yet? You know I have no such tone, Delaney. And I resent the implication. Mm-hmm. I just bet you do, Daddy. I hear you giggling over there, Pet. Don't think you're off the hook just because she's home. This discussion is not over and done with. Now come here and get in the middle of us where you belong. I understand you want to feel settled. That being with us without your ascension cannot be easy. Outnumbered and outfanged. But what matters is we both adore you beyond words. and we'll stand with you no matter how long the journey may take. There is no rush coming from either of us, sweets. I can promise you that. And I'm sure this one can as well. If only she could be serious for even a moment.
Yeah. What the heavy means is, we fell in love with you in your human form, and that was not an exception. It's not an asterisk or a character flaw or any of the other things I've seen said within the CC by some of the more vampiric-aligned members. No, don't shrug and turn away. Give us your eyes, darling. Please? We work because of what we have in common, and because of our differences. But at the core, we all believe in that basic principle of equality between the species. And what hypocrites would we be if we pressured you to ascend before you have the opportunity to grieve and truly process all that you'll be giving up, hmm?
The two of us aren't going anywhere, anytime soon. And you aren't aging as quickly as you seem to think you are. You think you can find a way to trust us when we say that waiting will be worthwhile on your behalf as well?
Good. Then we can eat, because I am utterly famished and something smells delicious in here.
Pet took the lead on this one, I'm afraid. So you'll have to shift any blame for being overly stuffed and unable to ravish her in full onto her. I am blameless.
My love, you could not be blameless if you tried.
Speaking of ravishing, I hear you were working on a new element today.
There are no new elements, darling. Only those I've yet to master, which is pretty much, well, all of them. Except for water. Water and I seem to be kindred spirits. But Maggie tells me fire is where I should be focusing my energy for the time being. Something about a possible wave heading our way?
No, you're right, Pet. No shop talk at the dinner table. I suppose that puts the two of us in your debt later tonight. Now, doesn't it?
Oh, it does it? A student becomes a master. Is that what I'm hearing? You finally taken the mistress reins from Captain Control over here?
I beg your pardon?
That won't be the only thing you beg for tonight, love. If my estimations are correct. I think our little shy bug here has been hiding a secret talent from us all along.
Hiding? From us? No. No, that could never be. Not our good girl. See? She's flushed already. I think my title is safe for the time being.
Mm-hmm. See, there it is. That spark I've been warning you about. Pet on the prowl.
Why do I feel as though you've put her up to this, Delaney? This has your sticky paw prints all over it.
I haven't the foggiest idea what you could mean.
But God, am I itching to find out.
I have a proposition to make, though.
I knew it.
Oh, keep yourself untethered, will you? I simply wanted to suggest a little time spent together after dinner. Before the festivities, that is. I know that my being gone the past few nights wasn't the easiest. Buck, now did I say you were clingy, or are you perhaps projecting a wee bit? Besides which, when have I ever complained at the idea of having you as a second skin, hmm? the more you I get, the happier I am. With that being said, I think it would do us all some good to snuggle up with a movie.
Not Twilight.
Fine, fine, party pooper. Even though you end up making the best jokes every single time we watch that masterful monstrosity, one might even think you enjoy yourself. Le gasp. Shock, horror, I know, and you can put away those dagger eyes. They haven't worked on me in at least a decade, dear. So, something we can all relax and enjoy without being cynical. Is that what you're getting at? Well then, that makes three of us. Besides, I think after all the tension at the last few meetings, someone could use some good old-fashioned comfort. Isn't that right, Migaloo? Migahoo? Right. What nickname Genesis story have I missed this time? Oh, she will hate this story. Which is why I've been dying to tell it since you walked in the door. It's overly sentimental for me. And I don't give a fig. Darling, you know how she hates it when you say give a fig. Well, I tried on some other contemporary phrase and she about bore holes through me over her embarrassment. So I think I'll stick to what I know. Oh, yes, yes, so. There is this hypopigmented humpback whale in Australia. He's all white, just completely, and it's kind of majestic to behold. Anyway, little Bean here came to me all upset because he's not been sighted in ages and a lot of people fear the worst. But I reminded her that just because a sight goes unseen, that doesn't mean we must assume the worst. So there will mane into our girl, because anyone who counts her out would be a fool. And she is majestic to behold. A rare and special, once-in-a-lifetime soul. Our little Migaloo.
Oh, Button. Don't cry. Oh, goodness, come here.
I did scoop you right up, and I will not apologize for it. We are going to the couch, and this cuddle session starts right the fuck now. Because Myrna is right on all accounts. But most importantly, because sometimes we need to take the time to remind you, in the midst of all this crimson circle, ascension, vampire versus human versus extinction mess, that simply existing, that's already more than enough. That you always have been and will always be exactly right as you are. Our beautiful Migaloo.
This brings the total up to 7 missing promised and really 4 missing vampires. It really is adorable.
And far detectives more heart-melting no than usual for you, Madam Stone. Occurring,
and both species are encouraged to continue to practice vigilance.
I said no such thing. And I would appreciate it if the tiny, unfanked peanut gallery would remember that her tallies are still ongoing. Hmm? Oh, someone got Mama to whip out the tallies. Oh, you are in trouble now, pet.